Hey, folks, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary because doggone it, we need a break.
It's time, yes.
Every weekday at noon Eastern time, join us and we're gonna talk about what's on our minds. Give them the email address, please, because I can't even
Contact us at please email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Y'all, warning. We're going to warn you right now. Oh, my phone's going off the charts here. What is happening?
Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 or 14 minutes.
And with any luck, it'll be no more than that because we're down to the wire here today. All right, I'm going to jump
right in. Quite a day. Technical difficulty day. It's been quite a fun time, challenges are the name of the game. It's fun.
What is it? Roll with the flow. Rock and roll, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a word of the day, then we're going to jump right into our story. Topic of the day.
Topic of the day.
The word of the day is steampunk.
Steampunk.
Have you ever heard of it?
Well, I've heard the name, and I only have kind of a vague image in my mind of kind of some sort of incorporation of old industrial type images with more modern punk type images.
If you recall Jennifer's wardrobe that she wears for Green Gables tours, they're bordering on steampunk.
Oh, okay.
It's made from the roots steam and punk. Now, this punk has nothing to do with the punk rock music of the 70s.
All right.
A well-known science fiction author named William Gibson, he can't be that well-known because I don't know him. He wrote books in the early 1980s that created the cyberpunk style. And the reason that we're talking about steampunk, and I will say that this wasn't a really good definition, but my interpretation of the word steampunk is that you've got an adaptation of the early 19th century industrial, like you said earlier, industrial revolution, a lot of gears, a lot of steam engine type things that people used. And now they use them to decorate clothing and other articles. I'm calling today Steampunk Bug Day, in honor of today's topic.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the, and I don't know how to pronounce this, ISSUS, issus or plant hopper?
No.
It's a bug. It's an insect.
I've heard of grasshoppers.
Well, this is kind of like a grasshopper. It has gear-like structures inside of it.
Really?
Really? I wouldn't lie to you, Gene. I would never lie to you.
I'm imagining the legs on a hopper insect. They have the big long legs for hopping and jumping, I guess.
Well, this one's actually kind of short and squat, but he does have big long legs.
Huh. I guess for leaping, hopping.
Right. For leaping plants. It belongs to the Isidae suborder of something, or Hemiptera. Planthoppers.
Well, you know, it's like humans are like that too, because I'm just sitting here thinking that the humans that can hop and jump a long ways have long legs.
That's true. Like the long jumpers.
Yeah.
In the Olympics. This creature, though, has interlocking gears on his legs.
Wow. Our website.
I will have pictures of that.
Nice.
The gears are, we always thought, a man-made thing, from wristwatches to car engines, but looks like Mother Nature invented them before we ever did.
Very cool.
This is the first living creature known to possess functional gears. They help synchronize the animal's legs when it jumps.
Are they large?
I'm trying to figure that out. They're not very large. The space between their 2 feet, the front legs and the middle legs, is about 1 millimeter. Now, this is a baby. This picture is a baby plant hopper. I'm trying to see how big they get.
I have leaf hoppers in the garden.
Well, I don't have any, and I'm grateful because I think it would freak me out. They're found in the gardens of Europe. So far, they haven't made it over here. There are 12,000 known species of them.
Wow.
Now, there are other creatures like the wheel bug that have gear-shaped parts, but they don't serve a purpose other than defense. But for the
that'd be enough if the timing was right, especially.
Yeah. Flick a little thing out of its body with the gear. The scientists who have studied them said that if there was a slight timing difference between the legs, then the body would start to spin.
So the legs... Wow, so that's like positraction on the cars. They make both wheels turn at the same time.
Now, the legs of grasshoppers and fleas move in separate planes at the side of their body, but plant hoppers' legs move beneath their body along the same plane, so their legs are tightly coupled.
Wow, interesting.
The gears synchronize the movement of their hind legs to within about 30 microseconds of each other. That's faster than the human nervous system.
That's fast.
Yes. Sometimes a scientist observed that the gears slipped past one another, but then the legs finally engaged and they became synced.
Huh.
One of the ways that he did experiments with them was if one of the insects died, because, you know, insects don't have a long lifespan, but he pulled on one of the legs, both of them extended rapidly. So it's like you pull on one and another one moves. But this is interesting. These cogs are only found in immature plant hoppers. And when the adult finally molts, they lose them.
Really? That's fascinating.
The adult plant hoppers use friction between their legs to achieve the same effect as the gears.
Ah, so maybe they got to get fully developed thighs before the gears go away. So the gears turn into thighs.
Exactly. And one of the theories is that the gear teeth can break. So if a plant hopper needs to jump and he can't, then he's food for a bird or whatever.
Yeah.
So it jeopardizes their survival if these gear teeth are not able to, if they don't work. They shed their exoskeleton 5 or 6 times before reaching adult size. And that could correct the damage if there's a broken gear. But once the adults are full size, they're stuck with that body. And they also hypothesize that the larger, rigid bodies, the friction is a more effective way to sync up their legs.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So it's like their whole survival is pretty much around their legs being able to be synchronized when they're being used.
Now, another reason that they hypothesize that these adults no longer have gears is the adults have wings, and the gears could probably get in the way of their flight.
Well, yeah, pinch the wing in that gear and then you're in trouble.
Yes.
I've got stuff in zippers before, you know.
Yeah, that's no fun. Did you know that there's a cogwheel turtle? It has a gear on its shell, but it's purely decorative.
Interesting.
Now, other reptiles have cogwheel heart valves that increase the resistance to blood flow. There are insects that have gear-like knobs that they use to produce chirping sounds, but they don't function as an actual gear.
Well, you know, there's katydids that rub their wings together. Cicadas, their wings together and makes a big loud noise. I imagine it's got the vibration. The wings are, I'm sure, a membrane vibrating like a drum head or something, a gazoo.
So that's pretty much all I have on this insect, which is called the plant hopper.
The plant hopper.
First case found in nature of an insect with gear-like structures inside of it.
That is pretty wild, you know, and very unique.
Definitely unique. And that's what we like to do. We like to talk about unique stuff.
That's one of the things we do is we be unique.
Yeah, no we be unique.
We be unique.
And we are always looking for new and exciting things to talk about. So if somebody wants to send us a topic discussion suggestion, all we want you to do is visit us on Facebook, Be Unique Radio, mm-hmm. or go to email and send us an email at contactjeaneandmary@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we will take your advice. We will take your suggestion, provided it's not something that's unpleasant or bad to talk about.
well, we're always looking for new fun ideas and always interested in hearing from you. Because if you just even get in touch with us, we'll respond to you. And we're happy that you chose to take a break with us today. here, and we look forward to hearing from you. But do visit us, please, at beunique.org, and check out all of our shows. They're all good.
BUNEKE.org, and we're just a little bit biased. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.